Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative committed to helping employers self-fund by providing data and insights to manage their health plans. Info is at the-alliance.org.
Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. With summer camps for pre-K through high school, offering skills in sports, music, and more. luther.edu/summer-camps.
By 2005, teens will be the largest single demographic group in the United States. They already influence more than $153 billion of family spending each year. That's a lot of kids spending a lot of money. And everyone's after it. From glossy magazines to MTV, you name it, it's being marketed to teens. Even Jesus. Haley Morgan is the developer of Extreme for Jesus, a line of more than 30 books for teens that's grown into a $10 million a year brand. But Morgan told Ann Strainchamps her passion isn't for the bottom line.
Well, we're talking about an extreme faith, an extreme spirituality, and we use the word extreme not in that it's extreme right wing or anything like that, that it's a fearful type of faith, but that it's an extreme personal faith, not unlike extreme sports. When kids participate in extreme sports, which this generation is just ravenous for, it's because they're after that adrenaline rush. They're after how difficult it is. They know they're going to get bruised, beaten, torn down. They run the risk of dying in some of these sports. And that's part of the passion behind it, and that's what drives them. They're sick of safety. They're sick of white bread America that offers them no excitement. And faith should be just as extreme in that it provides just as much passion and drive for the person, that they have just as much hunger after God as they do hunger for their, you know, their snowboard.
For example, you have a book called, a program maybe called Step Off. Will you tell me about that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's actually an adventure guide. Step Off, the hardest 30 days of your life. It was written by a guy named Justin Lukadu, who is used to be a youth probation officer, and now he just speaks in public schools. And he put this program together to drive kids, again, to that extreme faith. They were tired of the same old wah-wah Bible study that told them to love God and pray more. That means really nothing. So what we did in this was we drove them to actually do things. They actually have to get involved. Here's the risk. They have to go to school one day and sit with the kid that nobody wants to talk to and bring them into their lives and help make their lives better. They have to give away something that they love, because if they can't, that something owns them. So we're asking them to do some really emotionally risky things, and that's kind of what the whole 30 days is. They have to give up media for 21 days, no TV, no radio, and they find out how much media is affecting the way they're thinking and the way they're behaving. So it's it's a tough book to do. I had to do it, and it killed me.
It's interesting, because I guess the picture we usually have of teenagers is that they're fairly resistant to doing things.
I know, a lot of
hard work.
It's not true. Parents especially tell us that. They say, my kid will never do that. He'll never do that. And then they take it home, they hand it to the kid, and they say, you probably don't want to do this, but this is the deal. And the kid flips over it. Finally, something that it's tough, something that's difficult. Because if you think about this generation, they were raised with TV as their babysitter. When they have their computers on, they have 15 different screens going at once while the music's playing and they're on the phone. They're multi-sensory. They're continually being fed information. And if we don't compete with that and give them just as much energy and passion, you lose them in any kind of endeavor, anything you're doing, not even just spirituality.
One part of your work that's really interesting is market research, and I've seen some of the market research you've done. You know, you've talked with both non-Christian and Christian teens about Christianity, and you've done a lot, am I right, where you go into malls and just, you know, start talking with teenagers?
Yeah, we go wherever we can. We go to malls and online at schools and all kinds of things to talk to them. Mainly what we're doing in the malls is showing them the product, because unfortunately, we do judge books by their covers. And the Christian press to date has done a pitiful job of making books look halfway like they'd be something you'd want to read. So,
give me an example. What do you show them and what do they say?
Well, we'll usually go in with three or four pictures of covers. We'll have, you know, maybe one with a guy screaming with his tongue pierced and he's got purple hair or something, and, you know, the extreme Bible. And then we'll have another one that looks completely different, has a different type of kid on it, and we'll just walk up to him and say, can we get your opinion on this? Would you pick up one of these? Would you even be interested in something like this?
And then what do they say?
Yeah, that one's okay. You know, it's amazing. Most of them will say, yeah, that one's all right.
Which one?
Oh, you want to know from that section of which one would they pick?
Yeah.
Oh, heck. I think they actually didn't pick the guy with the tongue ring. A surprise. I liked the guy with the tongue ring. They picked one that just looked kind of Terminator 2-ish. It looked kind of futuristic is what they picked on that one. So it's product by product by product. We just try to make sure that everything appeals to that, you know, appetite.
So but this is traditional marketing. I mean, you're figuring out how to make Christianity cool. Doesn't this seem sort of problematic to you?
I don't know why it's problematic. I think that the God who created the universe, and if he put all this amazing stuff together as I sit here and look out the window, these trees, the sky is pretty cool. Well, he's done a pretty good job of appealing to me and saying, well, you're kind of cool. I'd like to find out more about you. Then we came along, the Christian world here in the last, I don't know, 50 years, and said, well, we'll throw something together and hopefully it'll sell. That's completely irrational to somebody who believes that God expects the best from us. If God wants us to be the best and do the best, then our stuff should be far superior than to anything MTV's doing or Viacom, Disney, anybody's doing. We should be totally tapped in to the most creative, amazing work that anybody's ever seen. So no, I think it stands right in line with what we believe.
I thought Christianity was supposed to offer sort of, you know, an alternative to consumer capitalism and the whole world of consumption. And this sort of seems like you're lumping Jesus in with Nike and Old Navy and Pepsi.
Well, I would be the first to say that. If you've ever been to the Christian Booksellers Association convention, you're going to see Jesus everywhere. Jesus floor mats, Jesus mugs. And I agree. I think we've over-marketed him. But I'm talking about content that's going to change people's lives. Now, here's my option. I can just throw it out there and make it look, you know, paper bag over the cover. Who cares what the cover looks like? And put it on a shelf next to Twist magazine and say, go ahead, kids, pick which one you want. And they're going to pick Twist. And they're going to learn how to give oral sex to their boyfriend at age 14. And they're going to learn how to take contraceptives at age 14. And their lives are going to slowly degrade. And I, as a believer, can't allow that. As somebody who believes that there's another way, that there's a faith-based way that will change their lives and make their lives so much better. I would be completely remiss if I didn't do all I could to try and help better their lives.
How did you come to this yourself? I mean, to be marketing Extreme for Jesus and doing this kind of work?
Well, I used to work for Nike out in Oregon and found my faith out there and started realizing I didn't feel like I was changing the world by selling tennis shoes. And interestingly enough, got a call from a company out here in Nashville called Thomas Nelson Publishing that does sell Bibles and books. And I thought, well, here's something bigger than shoes. And so I came out here and kind of brought what I learned at Nike to this 200-year-old company that really didn't know how to reach teenagers. And it's been a terrific ride.
Haley Morgan is the developer of Extreme for Jesus, a line of more than 30 books for teens that have sold over 1 million copies. Her own book, Extreme Encounters, is the line's bestseller. Morgan spoke with Ann Strange James. Just all right.